The history of the Inquisition is only the history of the carrying out of this infamous theory of Augustine's. But this theory is only the logical sequence of the theory upon which the whole series of Sunday laws was founded. The Church induced the state to compel all to be idle for their own good. Then it was found that they all were more inclined to wickedness. Then to save them from all going to the devil, they tried to compel all to go to heaven. The work of the Inquisition was always for love of men's souls, and to save them from hell. Allow me to summarize these statements from Neander. He says of the carrying into effect of the theocratical theory of those bishops, that they made themselves dependent upon Constantine by their disputes, and, quote, by their determination to use the power of the state for the furtherance of their aims, end quote. Then he mentions the first and second Sunday laws of Constantine, the Sunday law of 386, the Carthage Convention, resolution and petition of 401, and the law of 425 in response to this petition, and then, without a break, and with direct reference to these Sunday laws, he says, quote, in this way the Church received help from the state for the furtherance of her ends, end quote. She started out with a determination to do it. She did it. And, in this way, she did it. And when she had secured the control of the power of the state, she used it for the furtherance of her own aims, and in her own despotic way, as announced in Augustine's inquisitorial theory. The first step logically and inevitably led to the last, and the theocratical leaders in the movement had the cruel courage to follow the first step unto the last, as framed in the words of Augustine, and illustrated in the history of the Inquisition. That is the system with which Sunday laws belong. That is the theory upon which they are based. They have no other foundation. Mr. Elliot, who has spoken here in behalf of this bill, knows that there is no law in the Bible for keeping the first day of the week. I could read a passage from his own book, The Abiding Sabbath, page 184, in which he confesses, quote, the complete silence of the New Testament, so far as any explicit command for the Sabbath, or definite rules for its observance are concerned, end quote. And everybody knows that the Old Testament does not say anything about the observance of the first day of the week as the Sabbath. Everybody likewise knows that the Old Testament does not say anything about keeping the first day of the week as the day of the resurrection of the Savior, or for any other reason. Dr. Johnson and others here this morning have said that the first day of the week was chosen because it was a memorial of the resurrection of the Savior. It is the New Testament that tells about the resurrection of the Savior. That is granted. Dr. Elliot confesses, and the American Tract Society publishes it, that there is complete silence of the New Testament in regard to it. Then what right have they to put it into law, and try to compel by civil law all people to keep as the Lord's day that for which there is no scriptural authority? Let me read another passage from another book, printed by the American Sunday School Union. On page 186 of The Lord's Day, written by Mr. A. Waffle, are these words. Quote, up to the time of Christ's death, no change had been made in the day. The authority must be sought in the words or in the example of the inspired apostles. End quote. Then on the very next page he says, quote, so far as the record shows, they, the apostles, did not, however, give any explicit command enjoining the abandonment of the seventh-day Sabbath and its observance on the first day of the week. End quote. Dr. Schaff, in the Schaff-Herzog Cyclopedia, says, quote, no regulations for its observance are laid down in the New Testament, nor, indeed, is its observance even enjoined. End quote. Article, Sunday. If, then, they confess that Christ gave no law for its observance, why do they want to compel people to observe it? What right have they to compel anybody to observe it? I deny their right to compel me or anybody else to do what Christ never commanded any man to do.
You admit there was a Sabbath before Christ came?
Certainly.
And he said he came not to destroy, but to fulfill?
Certainly.
Is there anything in the New Testament which destroyed the Sabbath already existing?
No, sir.
Then why does it not continue to exist?
It does exist, and we keep the commandment which provides for the Sabbath.
Then you say there is a Sabbath recognized, and that is equivalent to its reaffirmation by Christ.
Certainly.
I do not see from what you are stating, but that Christ recognized an existing law, and that it is continuing at the present time. You say that it is one day, and they say that it is another.
But thereafter a law to enforce the observance of the first day of the week as the Lord's day, when they confess that the Lord never gave any command in regard to it. The commandment which God gave says that the seventh day is the Sabbath.
Is it still the Sabbath?
Certainly, and we keep it. But we deny the right of any civil government to compel any man either to keep it or not to keep it.
The civil government of the Jews compelled its observance?
That was a theocracy.
Does it follow that when the only form of government is a theocracy and it embraces all that appertains to government, another form of government which is not a theocracy necessarily, cannot embrace the same subject matter as the theocracy? If the subject matter of a theocratical, a monarchical, or a republican form of government is not the same to control the establishment of good order in society, pray, what is it? We say, and in our form of government, that the people shall legislate, shall construe the law, and execute the law. Under the old theocratic form, God made the law, God construed it, and God executed it through his instrumentalities. But we do just the same thing by the will of the people, that under the theocratic form of government was done in the other way. Now, if the Sabbath is necessarily for the general good of society, a republican form of government must make and enforce the observance of the Sabbath just as the theocracy did. You seem to be laboring, as it strikes me, under the impression that a civil government for the good of the people carried on by us under the republican form cannot do anything that the theocratic form of government does, when the theocratic is the only form. They necessarily cover the same subject matter, the control, the development, the good, and the health of society. It makes no difference which one it may be.
A theocratic government is a government of God.
So are the powers that be ordained of God.
This government is not a government of God.
Do you not consider the government of the United States as existing in accordance with the will of God?
Yes, but it is not a government of God. The government of God is a moral government. This is a civil government.
A theocracy is a civil government, and governs in civil affairs, as well as in the region of spirituality and morality and religion.
Certainly, and God governs it. And nothing but a theocracy can enforce those things which pertain to man's relation to God under the first four commandments.
But this proposed legislation is outside of the theocratic part of it.
Not at all. For it purposes by penalties to promote the religious observance of the Lord's Day, while nothing but the government of God can do that. That is the point I am making here, that if you allow this legislation, you lead to the establishment of a new theocracy after the model of the papacy. And civil government has nothing to do with religious things. This bill is wholly religious. And if you begin this course of religious legislation, you will end only in a theocracy, a man-made theocracy, and that will be the papacy repeated.
We have had the Sunday laws in this country for 300 years. They have constantly become more and more liberalized. Have you ever known an instance? Though the sentiment in favor of the Sabbath seems to be growing constantly stronger, where any state in this union undertook to enact a law that anybody should go to church, which is the danger you seem to apprehend.